Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we invite one of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Jimmy Vaughn. Jimmy Vaughn is one of the greatest guitarists of his generation, and I think his brother Stevie Ray would be the first to tell you that. Jimmy is also an Austin legend. He helped put Austin on the blues map after moving here from Dallas in the 70s. Over the next hour, he plays a lot of the blues and rock and roll that influenced him when he was growing up in Dallas. This is actually a rebroadcast of a MyKUTX taped in 2015, but Jimmy plays all American music this hour, so we thought it'd be perfect for July 4th weekend. You can see his playlist at kutx.org. Just look for MyKUTX. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, Austinite from Dallas, Texas. Been here a long time, and they've given me the keys to run this thing for about an hour. I'm going to play you some of my favorite tunes, some of the things that got me going on blues and jazz and music when I was a kid, and I'm excited to be here. So here we go with Slim Harpo, Baby Scratch My Back. Come on, baby, scratch my back. Now, I got to say, when I was a teenager, my drummer's big sister was a cheerleader in college, and she came and she said, I want to book you kids for the sorority party. We pay $50, and you have to dress up, and you have to learn this song. She handed me a copy of Scratch My Back by Slim Harpo, and we couldn't play the gig unless we learned it. So that was a big, big record. And I just met last week in Baton Rouge the guy that played guitar on the album, on this song that did the chicken and everything, James Johnson. I didn't know his name. So it was a big influence and one of the first things I ever heard that got me into blues. But before that came the Nightcaps. That was a band in Dallas that was a local band in the late 50s. And they had a big smash record, 45 hit, Wine, 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 which was sort of an answer song to Wine Spodioti. And there was a lot of wine songs out, drinking songs, and this was one of the answers. They used to do a lot of answer tunes. But these guys were local, and I learned how to play bass, rhythm guitar, drums, and lead off of this album. I mean, I devoured this album. It was the first album I ever bought. Wine, 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 the Nightcaps.
You get a nickel, and I'll get a dime. We'll go out and buy some wine. Drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, fine, wine on a dime. Go to school around 9. I get in the corner and I drink my wine. Drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine. Get your girl, now get mine. We'll go out and buy some wine. Drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, fine wine all the time. Now get it on, get it on. Night, the night before going out at night, gonna drink some more. Drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, fine wine all the time. Let's go. Now get it on, get it on, all night long. Get it on, get it on, all night long. Drink it, wine, wine, wine. A drink it, wine, wine, wine. Now drink it, wine.
I go to school around 9. I sit in the corner and I drink my wine. You can imagine what the parents and the preachers and everybody in town were saying about that. It was a big smash on the radio, and these guys were legends. I bought the album and went home, and every song on the album was fantastic. The Nightcaps. All right, everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn. Another guy that was from Dallas, who grew up in Chicago in his early recording years and then came back, Mr. Freddie King. This is a little thing called Hideaway, and actually the bass player is Bill Willis on this. He was the house bass player at King Records, and I actually got to play with Bill Willis for 15 years. He played B3 in my band for years and years, so... Here you go. You couldn't play a gig if you didn't know some kind of a crazy version of Hideaway.
Oh,
Yeah, Freddie King, Hideaway, baby. And, you know, he had all them other tunes in there, the little breaks, The Walk, and Peter Gunn, and all the latest stuff that was going on at the time. That was the song you had to know how to play, or you couldn't get a gig anywhere, or at least they would request it. And this next one is the same way. Every country band, every blues band, every band had to do some kind of a version of Hold It by Bill Doggett.
Hold it.
Hold it, baby. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. That's the break song for everybody in Texas when I was a kid. And this next tune, my name is Jimmy Vaughn, by the way, and we're here at KUTX, and the guys let me come in and be the DJ and play anything I wanted to play. So these are the first little lists that I wrote down, and I'm having a ball, y'all, as they say. And this next tune, I remember getting in the car with my little brother Stevie and my dad driving to take us to get a haircut, and the radio came on, and it must have been on the wrong station because they played High Heel Sneakers by Tommy Tucker.
In case some fool might wanna find, put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head, put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head. Now, pretty
you're gonna knock him dead.
Put on your red dress, baby. I challenge any of you blues nuts to find a better tune than that. Because I'm pretty sure now, baby, I know you're going to knock 'em dead. Woo! High heel sneakers. All right, the next tune we're going to play is Jimmy Reed. And I used to listen to WRR, a show that came on at, I think, 10:30 at night in Dallas. And I forget the guy's name, Jim Lowe. And I had a little transistor radio, and I'd click it on and put it under my pillow, and nobody knew what I was doing. So he would play Jimmy Reed all night long and Lightning Hopkins and everything. Jim Lowe's Cat's Caravan. So here we go with Jimmy Reed, Big Boss Man.
Can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk. Boss man, waking around the fire. I want a little ring of water that you won't let Jimmy start. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk.
Jimmy Reed, Jimmy Reed. What would we do without Jimmy Reed? This is Jimmy Vaughn. This is KUTX. And they let me come in here and play my favorite stuff for you. So what we're going to do next, we're going to go over a little bit. When I was a kid, I didn't know the difference between blues and the country that was out on TV and a lot of the hit records because it was all blues. That's why. And we're going to have several examples of that right here. Right now, we're going to play Webb Pierce. Now, everybody knows Webb Pierce is a hillbilly popular singer and very popular in the 50s. But here's one he did called I Ain't Never. I've recorded this. I did my own version of it. But listen to all the blues these hillbillies are playing.
Well, I ain't never knock on your door. The landlord says she ain't here no more. I ain't never,
oh darling,
I seen nobody like you. Ooh, ooh.
But I love you, yeah, I love you,
I love you just the same.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't never,
oh darling,
I seen nobody like you. Ooh, ooh.
But I love you, yeah, I love you,
I love you just the same. I love you just the same. I love you just the same.
I ain't never, baby, seen nobody like you. So that was Webb Pierce. There was a lot of tunes out in the 50s that if you didn't know any better, like me as a little kid, you didn't know if it was blues. I didn't know the difference between blues, rock and roll, and a lot of the country. So I just thought it was cool records with cool guitar on it and things like that. So I got out in the world and realized much later that there was categories and that people were all had their panties in a wad about all that. So anyway, this next one is Stonewall Jackson. My uncles on both sides of the family played guitar and played in country bands and swing bands and everything. And when I started playing, they said, "Jim, what kind of music do you like?" And I said, "Well, I like blues." And they said, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, you know, like this and like that." And they said, "What do you want to do that for?" So, you know, it was just, but it was just a category. So here's Stonewall Jackson. That's in the vein like of Hank Williams and all that stuff. Here you go.
Glad to have him back on our show again. Stonewall Jackson.
I've got my angel. Such an aching, this whole heart, now I ain't talking. The little hand that held mine tight, just wave goodbye tonight. I've got her sweet love on my mind, that's why I'm walking. With an old love on your mind, life's not worth living.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Stone. Thank you, Stone. When I was a kid, you know, on Saturdays up in Dallas, I don't know about here, or in Houston or everywhere else, but they had shows on TV all day, country and western mostly, and they had all these Porter Wagoner and Cowboy Weaver and Cowtown Jamboree and There was always Jerry Lee Lewis. Somebody was always on there. Bob Wills or somebody. All day long. And that's where I first heard Stonewall Jackson and Webb Pierce. And Willie Nelson and Bob Wills and all of them. This is Jimmy Vaughn. This is KUTX. And they let me come in here and play my favorite stuff for you. One of my next heroes that we're going to play here. This is a tune called Miss Lucy by Gene Ammons, the great tenor player. His father was Albert Ammons, who made records with Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson, the fabulous Boogie Woogie piano players in the 40s and maybe even the 30s. And so Gene Ammons played tenor sax. He grew up under the piano, listened to his father in Chicago area and other places. So here's a tune by Gene Ammons, the great, fabulous tenor sax of Gene Ammons. This is Jimmy Vaughn. I'm your guest DJ for this hour, and I'm having a ball. I got chill bumps. I'm crazy, and I can't believe I'm getting to do this. I love it. I get to play all this stuff. I listen to it every day at home. I might as well play it on the radio for everybody. So if you miss any of this show and you want to see my playlist, head over to KUTX.org and look for MyKUTX and look for Jimmy Vaughn, the Closet DJ. So, all right, we're going to play another confusing thing when I was a kid. This is a blues tune that B.B. King did, Little Milton did. A lot of people did this. Everybody did this in the honky-tonks. But Willie Nelson wrote it, and his Ray Price's version, the original version, I think, maybe even before Willie recorded it. Listen to this and tell me this ain't blues.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the night life ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Well, listen to the blues they're playing. What the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Well, the nightlife
Yeah, baby. The nightlife, that's my life. So I hope everybody's having a good time out there. This is Jimmy Vaughn. This is KUTX. And they let me come in here and play my favorite stuff for you. So I just can't figure out what to even say because I'm just sitting in here freaking out playing all this stuff. And I'm having a ball. So here, this next one is the first Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy and Howlin' Wolf. This was a live album from Chicago at Big Bill's. Big Bill was a famous disc jockey in Chicago in the 1963 and 50s and 60s. And this was the first time I heard Buddy Guy play. This is crazy. Let's check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here tonight is history-making time. Buddy Guy, the Howlin' Wolf, another than Little Walter, Muddy Water, Sonny Boy 9-0 Williamson, Big Willie Dixon. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get together and give all the boys in the band and everybody a nice round of applause, huh?
To me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Hey, everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and that was Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy and a bunch of them on a live record called Folk Festival of the Blues from 1963. And you got to check out the whole record. The whole record is just wild like that. And I love it. I love it. Here's this next tune we're going to do for you is Little Son Jackson from up in Dallas, Texas, Rockin' and Rollin', and see if you recognize the theme of this tune.
Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. I want you to rock me like my back ain't got no bone. Roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel. Roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel. I want you to roll me, you don't know how it make me feel. I want you to rock me all night long. I want you to rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, like my back ain't got no bone. Rock me easy, baby, rock me slow. Rock me easy, baby, rock me slow. I want you to rock me till I want no more.
Yeah, baby, Little Son Jackson, Rockin' and Rollin'. That was also very close to I'm a King Bee, which we're not going to play right now. But anyway, just so you know the theme of it. And fast forward a few years later, I'm standing out in my backyard with my transistor radio. And here comes B.B. King on the radio doing...
Thank you.
Yeah, baby, that's B.B. King. If you're having a ball and you're having a good time, send us an email down to KUTX and check out my set list and tell if you like it, tell them if you don't like it, tell them something. This is Jimmy Vaughn. This is KUTX. All right, so right now we're going to go to another one of my big heroes, the fabulous Little Richard, playing the blues for you, baby. Thank Art Levy and the KUT people for letting me come down here and play all these crazy songs that I love so much. And let us know if you like it. And here we're going to do the last tune for you, Too Much Monkey Business, baby.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blind hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war. Army bunk, army chow, army crews, army car. Ha! Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration. Get away, leave me be. For me.